From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And welcome into another edition of DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. My name is Matt Holmes. This one is a show for the pet lovers as we go one-on-one with Jennifer Andre from the Paw Stand. Folks in Doraville and around DeKalb County probably familiar with that establishment. We're going to talk with her in a second. But first, I want to remind you that DeKalb Business Radio is on social media. You can follow us on Twitter at DeKalb Radio X. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/DeKalb Business Radio X. Of course, you can listen live each Friday at 10 and noon here on DeKalb.businessradiox.com. And make sure to download our free podcast on our site, or they're also a free download on iTunes. So check them out there as well. This edition of DeKalb Business Today, as always, brought to you by the Bornelis Insurance Group of Dunwoody. For all of your insurance needs, contact Callan and her talented team at 1-800-376-8967, or check out the link on our website, DeKalb.businessradiox.com. And we mentioned that Callan Bornelis actually hosting this month's DeKalb Chamber of Commerce Networking Mixer, which is happening this Thursday night, October 15th at Marlowe's Tavern at Emery Point. Starts at 5:30 and goes until 7:30, so check that out if you're in the area. All right, so let's introduce Jennifer Andre. She is Jennifer Andre, MSPT, DPT, CCRT. It's a lot of letters there. You are of the Paw Stand. Talk a little bit about those letters and what they mean.
Well, I've been a physical therapist for 29 years, and my background, I worked at the Shepherd Center for 3.5 years treating spinal cord injured patients and brain trauma patients. And the large bulk of my career has been in outpatient orthopedics. And after 29 years of being a physical therapist, I decided that I wanted to go back to school and earn my certification as a canine rehab therapist. So I have several degrees in physical therapy, but my certification is in canine rehab.
How many years of schooling does it take to get all those different certifications and degrees? And it seems like it might be quite a few years.
Unfortunately, a lot. And when I first started out, the physical therapy world was a bachelor's of science. And after I earned my bachelor's in physical therapy, they changed the degree to a master's level. So I decided to go back to school. I didn't have to, because if you had already earned your degree, you're grandfathered in. But I did go back to Georgia State and earn my master's in physical therapy as well. And then soon after that, they changed it to a doctorate level. So I decided that I would go back and earn my doctorate of physical therapy, and then I really became interested in treating dogs and thinking that dogs really needed to be rehabilitated the same way that we rehabilitate people. So I looked into it and went back to school and got certified.
Obviously, around Metro Atlanta, around the state, people know the name Shepherd Center. They know the good work that they do there. What did you learn there? Because I would imagine working with humans and helping to rehabilitate dogs, a different beast, if you will. What kind of lessons did you learn there at Shepherd Center?
Shepherd is a great facility, and they've grown over the years. When I was there, it was just the one building. I learned a lot about treating brain injuries. I learned a lot about neurological injuries. Having a spinal cord injury or brain trauma is a life-changing event. And the therapists there do a phenomenal job. And it really was kind of my launching point to continue my career and learn as much as I could and continue my education and go back to school to treat patients.
I would imagine there is a parallel. Obviously, a dog cannot talk to you and tell you this and that. But when you see those successes, when you see the work that you're doing with a patient at Shepherd Center or with an animal at the Paw Stand, talk a little bit. It must be gratifying.
It's very gratifying. The patients at Shepherd, they have sustained a life-changing event, and you're helping them become independent and go back to functioning, things that we take everyday things for granted that they're relearning how to do. And treating dogs, they just want to get better, and they love to play, and they compensate very well. It's kind of a parallel that they have something happen to them and they don't lose their spirit and they keep working and rehabilitating, and dogs are very resilient and they do very well with therapy.
I saw a study. The economy's been through so much over the past 7-8 years, whatever it's been, and people are trying to save more. Families don't have as much money to spend. I saw a study that said I think people are spending actually more on their pets now than before the economy went south. Are you seeing that?
Yes. Some people spend more money on their pets than they do on their children. And a lot of people, when their kids go off to college, their pets become their children. Donna, my business partner, had her own pet sitting business full time for 8 years. And she worked for Mercedes-Benz at the time that she decided to leave corporate America and open our business together. And that was in the middle of a recession. And her her pet sitting business boomed during the recession when people wouldn't go out to dinner, but they would spend money on a pet sitter when they were at work to take care of their dog and walk their dog during the middle of the day when they're not home. So we decided, you know, the pet industry is really a recession-proof industry. People love their pets, and they will do anything to be sure that they're cared for. And the difference between people's children, they go off to school, and they get an education, and they become independent, and they take care of themselves. But our pets are always relying on us to take care of them.
This is DeKalb Business Today. Matt Holmes talking with Jennifer Andre from the Paw Stand in Doraville. It's right there on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. You mentioned this exodus from corporate America. We have people on our show all the time, entrepreneurs, small business owners who have taken a risk. They get tired of working for the man. Tell us a little bit about that decision that you and your business partner made.
Well, Donna has had several of her own businesses on the side while she worked in. She worked for Delta Airlines, and she also worked for Mercedes-Benz as a data analyst and held several other positions there, and had her pet sitting business on the side. She was also a web developer, and has a lot of talents. So we were sitting down one day talking, and I was telling her about a black lab that I used to have years ago, and she had hip dysplasia, and at the time I had a leg place, and knew that my dog was going to be having surgery, and took her to the lake and put a life vest on her, a ski vest, and got her used to wearing the ski vest and swimming around in it. And after she had the hip surgery, I took her back to the lake and put the vest on her, and she swam around and she rehabilitated really well. And I thought, wow, we should be doing this for our dogs. And when I spoke with her orthopedic surgeon, he and I had a conversation, and he said, we're way behind the curve as far as rehabilitation when our dogs go through these types of surgeries, because with people, we have protocols written. And you know, if you have a total hip replacement, you're automatically going to go to physical therapy. It's just, that's the way it is. And people believe in physical therapy to rehabilitate their total hip or whatever surgery they might have, but we have not been doing that for our dogs. But now it's becoming very popular to apply the same principles that we do for humans to our pets.
So you get this great idea for a business, you believe that it can work, but you've got to believe in yourself too, because you're gambling your money, you're gambling your time, obviously, on this thing working. Talk about some of the thoughts that went into that.
Donna had a very successful pet sitting business. She had over 85 clients.
Wow.
As a single
owner,
solid
base,
operator.
Yeah.
Yes. So she was very busy, and she started becoming interested in pet nutrition and the different foods people are feeding their dogs and why, dogs and cats, and started studying nutrition and learning a lot about the different foods and what makes them different. And we talked about people want to take care of their pets. People spend money on their pets. And why not do something that we have a passion for and that we love? And if you really believe in your passion and what you're doing, I think people understand that, and they see that you're genuine and that you care. So that's why we decided to take that leap of faith and put some money, our money, into this business. And it's been very successful.
The Paw Stand at a brand new location. The address is 6251 Peachtree Industrial in Doraville. Talk about switching locations. Where had you been, and why this place?
We looked at 6 locations and several different cities, all in DeKalb County. This last location that we decided upon, there's a plaza. It's Tilly Mill Crossing Plaza. It used to be the old Fridays, TGI Fridays Plaza. It's one exit outside of 285 on Peachtree Industrial at Tillamook Crossing. There's a veterinary clinic there that's a nonprofit veterinary clinic, Well Pet Humane. And the owner called us and said, you really need to come down here and look at this location. I think it would be a great fit. And they've been very supportive of our business. And it's worked out very well.
How do you spread the word about your business, not just to individual clients, but I would imagine veterinarians and veterinary offices need to know about you so that they can recommend you?
Yes, we have been very strong on social media. We are going to be out in the new Pet Pages edition this next week, I believe, Monday or Tuesday, it'll be out. We had a full page ad in the Pet Pages magazine, and they asked me to write an article on canine rehabilitation and fitness and what we're doing there. So there's an article there, and we've been emailing the veterinary clinics. It's been a lot word of mouth, and the dock diving events have been big. The dock diving is a very competitive competition, and right now we're treating several dogs that are pretty high up in the competition, and they're doing fitness training. That's been a great way to get the word out about what we're doing. We also have an article that Bob Kelly from City of Doraville wrote for us for the Doraville newsletter that's out now. So just several different avenues that we're pursuing to advertise our new business.
So let's backtrack for a second, because that's a lot of fun, the dock diving, which you see, you know, sometimes on ESPN2 or whatever. Yep. And it's when, if people haven't seen, you've got a long dock and the dogs. What types of dogs, what breeds of dogs are doing this?
They have all breeds of dogs. It's, you don't think about a Rottweiler as being a dock diver, but they do very well. German Shepherds, Belgian Malinois, and little bitty terriers, all different breeds. Of course, Labradors, because they love the water, Golden Retrievers.
And so they sprint down the dock at full speed, and they just jump off as far as they can. And it's just like the long jump in the Olympics. They're measuring how far these dogs can jump.
Exactly.
It's really cool to watch. Talk about your involvement in that.
Well, our facility, we've had several of the dock divers come to our facility to work on training and just working on muscle endurance and fitness and gaining more strength for explosiveness off the dock so that they can improve their jumps. Their season, they have their world competition this next month in November, and after that their season will be ending.
Where's that going to be?
Iowa. So it's very competitive. They
That's
travel
some cold water.
They
forgive me, but I mean,
well, their last competitions, it's been very cold. The last few competitions they've had, it's been cold and rainy and not the best conditions for that event.
Let's see the owners of the dogs dive into that November Iowa water. That's tough. But these dogs are athletes, and you're helping to train them.
Correct. So their off season will be in the winter months when it's cold, and it'll just be a great fit because they don't really have facilities to train in, and being an indoor facility and having the underwater treadmill, and we have a Hudson Aquatics Aquapaws Plus system, which is currently the only Aquapaws Plus in the state of Georgia. And we have jets that they can swim against the jets for resistance just to maintain their fitness level for the next season. So December, January, February should be busy at the Postian with the dock divers.
You see it on TV, so you know that there's an interest, but how did you know there was a demand here locally?
We have some friends and neighbors that are, we have a friend that's a dog trainer, and she has five different dogs that are competing in the dock diving events. And we started talking with her about it, and she educated us about it, and we started attending the events and talking with people, and she comes in and brings her dogs for fitness training. Her name's Jennifer Davis. She's a she trains dogs. Her American dog fitness training, and she has done very well in the competitions. She'll be in the world competition next month in Iowa.
That's awesome. Take us inside the paw stand, because you mentioned you're at a new location now. What does it look like when a customer walks in? I mean, I guess the first thing they're seeing is the retail side of it, correct?
Yes. When you walk in, the first thing you notice is the smell, and it's not what you would think.
Okay.
It smells like cedar when you
walk
in.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
We have we have four sliding barn doors that are made from red juniper cedar out of the heart of Arkansas. Donna's brother-in-law works in a cedar mill, owns a cedar mill in Arkansas, and the wood is beautiful. You can't find it anywhere else. The cedar in Georgia looks completely different from this red juniper cedar. So the first thing you smell is the red juniper cedar when you walk in. You don't smell dog pee and you don't smell.
That's awesome because I took my dog to a doggy daycare place when first we moved here, and that place started smelling worse and worse. It's got to be a challenge when you're working with animals to keep it smelling halfway decent.
Yes, especially when you have three dog spas and people are coming in and you don't want to have that wet dog smell in there.
Yeah.
Our exterminating company, we decided to go with a family-owned company. And when they come in, we can't wait till they come, which sounds funny, because it smells so good when they leave. They don't use any chemicals or pesticides. They use all natural botanicals, rosemary and peppermint. And every time they come, the first person that comes in to purchase dog food or cat food, they always say, wow, it smells so good in here.
So how about the products you guys are selling?
We carry all natural dog and cat food. We're a grain-free zone. Corn is not something that you want to feed to your pet because they don't digest it well. Dogs and cats are carnivores. They hunt their prey. Dogs come from the wolf, and they crave meat. So the first ingredient in your pet food should be a protein. It should be fish, and it should say fish or turkey or chicken or venison or lamb, whatever it is. The first four ingredients in your dog and cat food are the most important. That's the bulk of what you're feeding your pet. So if you turn your bag over of food and look at the ingredient panel and the first ingredient says ground yellow corn, that's not a good food. That's a cheap filler, and you want to be feeding your pets quality food with meat as the first ingredient.
Are there big brand names out there that can fulfill that need, or are some of the companies, some of the manufacturers you were mentioning before the show, companies I've never heard of?
Right. The brands that we carry are family-owned, made in North America, U.S. and Canada. Canada makes very good dog and cat food. It's all family-owned, small business. They police their business very well, and they care about the ingredients, and they don't cheapen the ingredients. And by and large, the bigger a company gets, the more they look at their profit margins, and they want to change the ingredients and put fillers in. And we like to have high quality foods that we believe in. We carry treats, dog and cat treats, along with the pet foods. We have accessories, leashes, collars, bowls, beds, everything that you need when you have a pet. And we carry products that we believe in.
This is DeKalb Business Today. Matt Holmes talking with Jennifer Andre from The Paw Stand. The website, thepawstand.com. You can follow them on Twitter, at The Paw Stand. They're on Instagram. They're on Facebook. So they get their social media platforms covered there. I know that when you're talking with a veterinarian, people who are in the pet business, that sort of thing, there's a big temptation. A lot of people will bring them a stray dog they find, a stray cat that maybe has been given up. Is that anything you guys have gotten into?
That hasn't happened to us yet. I think probably because we do have Well Pet Humane three doors down from us.
Okay.
That has happened there because we've had that conversation with them. So we have posted on our Facebook page a couple of dogs that were recently missing that somehow got out. The couple moved to Georgia from California, and they were devastated. And yesterday or the day before, I can't remember which, they were reunited. They were found after being missing for 12 days.
That's awesome.
So we did post that. So we did post something on our Facebook page recently about a lady that came in and is fostering a dog and looking for a home for the dog. So those are the types of things that we've had so far. And fortunately, we haven't walked into work in the morning and had a box sitting there with a stray animal in it. But I think most of those things are happening down three doors down from us at Well Pet. They have had that happen.
I have worked with a pet rescue lady who had like 12 dogs of her own in her house, her own personal dogs. I've got a veterinarian right now who doesn't have any animals. Her husband is allergic. Where do you fall on that spectrum? It's what you do for a living. It's your passion. How many animals in your house?
Right now, two.
That's not bad.
I have a German Shepherd who has degenerative myelopathy, which is a condition like people have MS, and dogs, some breeds, especially German Shepherds, are predispositioned to this, and it results in paralysis of the back end. So she is in wheels, and she had lost her spirit before we put her in the wheels. And once we put her in the wheels, she went out to the front yard and saw a cat and took off, and I couldn't catch her. And she did really well. So we've done some rehabilitation with her, but there's not a cure for DM, just like there's not for MS for people. The other is a yellow lab that's 13 years old who thinks she's three. So they love their food. We feed them quality food. And when we make their food, she's in there nudging me from behind, like, hurry up, hurry up. And she starts spinning in circles and jumping up and down. And feeding them good food makes all the difference in the world with their health.
We mentioned that you moved to this location, 6251 Peachtree Industrial there in Doraville. You opened on September 11th. Interesting story there. Tell us why.
We opened on September 11th. We did a fundraiser for Canines for Warriors, which is a group who takes rescue dogs and they train them and they pair them with our military men and women who return with conditions. So they make them canine companions for our military men and women who return home and are challenged with PTSD or loss of limb or brain trauma or some condition like that. And we believe in supporting our military. Donna's father and my father were both Army. Donna's father served three tours in Vietnam. And we thought September 11th was a fitting time to have that event. And the mayor of Doraville, Donna Pittman, came out and did a ribbon cutting ceremony for us, which was very nice. And we had a DJ who came out and played music, and it was a very good time, and we raised a good amount of money for a really good cause.
Tell us about Canines for Warriors, and how far back does your involvement go?
Our involvement just started with our business, and Merrick Pet Foods has a commemorative can that they put out every year, that a percentage of that, the funds that are raised with selling that can of dog food, goes towards Canines for Warriors. So we started researching it, and we said, hey, we'd really like to do a raffle. Our vendors have been excellent support for us, and we made 20 different vendor baskets of cat and dog products that we raffled off for $1 a piece, and it was very successful. We had over 400 people come through our store the day of our grand opening event, and it was just icing on the cake to be able to raise that money for Canines for Warriors.
Before we wrap up, give us the pitch, because I would imagine the common question you hear is, well, why shouldn't I go down to the big box store and just buy the big bag of brand name dog food? And isn't that the same thing or whatever? Why do they go to the paw stand?
Well, they come to the paw stand because it's a great experience. Number one, there's not a store like it in the state of Georgia with the retail and services that we provide. We have the dog spa, do-it-yourself dog spa. We have the canine rehab and fitness. And we have, of course, the retail area with all of the great products that are small business. We're a small business, so we believe in supporting small business. And made in North America, dog and cat food, grain-free, no corn. When you go to the big box stores, you're not always certain what you're going to buy there because they can't carry a lot of the small family-owned dog products and cat products that we carry. You'll come in our store and see brands that you've never heard of before. But if you look at the ingredients, you'll soon realize that it's a lot better brand of dog or cat food or treats than what you see typically in the big box store.
Well, it's great to get to know you. Great to get to know about your business. Again, the Paw Stand, 6251 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard in Doraville, just outside the perimeter.
Yes, first exit outside the perimeter going north. And it's in the Tilly Mill Shopping Plaza, which is the old Fridays, TGI Fridays, for folks that can remember that restaurant being there a long time ago. And we're right across the street from the Home Depot there.
The website is thepawstand.com. They're on Twitter, @thepawstand. Instagram.com/thepawstand and Facebook.com slash the Paw Stand. Very consistent. I like that. That'll do it for this edition of DeKalb Business Today and DeKalb Business Radio. We'll be back with a new episode, a new panel coming up at noon, so make sure to join us then. Until then, for executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. We'll see you next time.